Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Roekel. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our journey to the resurrection with today's Bible verse, Mark 15:46.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Mark chapter 15, verse 46. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. When we moved into our 100-year-old farmhouse, we discovered all kinds of interesting finds. The ceilings on the main floor held mystery junction boxes. There was an outline of a door which led nowhere, traced in the plaster wall, and a secret hiding place in the stairs. The stair tread lifted to reveal a cubby to keep treasures inside, but currently, the only thing buried in there are dust bunnies. Most of the time, I dash up the stairs without a thought, because the stair tread fits so well. It's a great place to tuck things away for safekeeping. Yesterday, Carol brought us the passage where Jesus' body was pierced. Today, we will discuss Jesus' burial and how Joseph took the greatest treasure of all, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and hid him in a tomb behind a rock. Mark, the author of today's passage, is known for his action-oriented word choices. Chapter 15 takes us rapidly through Jesus standing before Pilate for the second time, the report of the soldiers mocking Jesus, the rebels on either side of him during the crucifixion, his death, and then the chapter ends with his burial. To read it in one sitting makes it feel like a whirlwind, and we can easily skim over the seriousness of the events. The context for today's verse reveals that the time of day was the evening of the preparation day, or the day before the Sabbath. After a crucifixion, it was custom to let the bodies rot on the cross or be eaten by wild animals. However, since it was the Passover, the Jews didn't want to see such a sight. While crucifixion was abhorrent to them, even though they desired it, so was leaving those killed because of capital offense unburied, according to the law in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 23. The religious leaders urged Pilate to hasten the deaths and have the bodies removed. Now, the Romans were known to grant friends and relatives a corpse for burial if they requested it. Joseph of Arimathea was a respected member of the Jewish council, and he was present at Jesus' condemnation. While he may have been silent during the trial, he was bold in his death when he went to Pilate and requested Jesus' body. After Pilate confirmed that Jesus was indeed dead, he granted the body of Jesus to Joseph. Today's verse states that Joseph bought some linen cloth. This cloth was fine and costly. According to Holman's Bible Dictionary, linen was spun from the flax plant and bleached before being woven into cloth. This type of cloth was what the tabernacle curtains were made out of, along with the high priest's garments. It was so fine that it couldn't be distinguished from silk except through magnification. And this cloth became the burial shroud for Jesus. Joseph took Jesus' body down from the cross. He bore the body of Jesus as he laid Jesus on the cloth and then wound his body in the linen. Then Joseph took Jesus to a tomb cut into stone. Tombs in the Herodian period consisted of an antechamber, followed by a low doorway that could be sealed with a stone rolled into a groove, and then a passageway leading to a rectangular-shaped tomb chamber, where bodies may have been laid lengthwise into a shaft cut into the rock or on a horizontal shelf with an arch above it. This tomb was likely Joseph's family's tomb. It was a common practice of well-to-do families to prepare such a tomb in advance because of the cost and difficulty of digging into stone. Because of the coming Sabbath, they were unable to prepare Jesus' body properly with spices. So Joseph wound Jesus' body in this costly linen and laid him in his family's tomb and rolled the stone in place. Joseph of Arimathea buried the greatest treasure our world has ever known. He shows us the incredible mercy of God, that we may deny Jesus in a crucial moment, but there's a second chance given when we can be bold for him. Are you quietly living for Jesus? Maybe it's time to be bold for him. Our world needs the hope Jesus provides. Let's pray. Holy God, we thank you for your mercy and kindness. Your kindness leads us to repentance. And God, if we've lived our lives for you very quietly and under the radar, and you're calling us to step out and to live boldly for you, God, I ask that you would give us courage, that you would give us courage to speak for you and about you and share the hope that you offer with others, that your death was not in vain, but that we would be filled with a passion to share the good news with our neighbors, our coworkers, and our family members. Give us your courage and grace, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.